We have Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, with us this morning. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Yeah, good to be here. Always something cooking mid-December.
Always something. I'm so glad to say there has been a lot cooking up here on the North Shore. And I think it almost seems like Two Harbors got a little bit of a dead zone. We got a bunch of rain. I would even say it was white, but it, you know, as soon as it touched the ground, there was nothing there. But, you know, every foot away from the lake mattered. By the time you get up to the high school, a mile away from the lake, the ground is white. And then I think there's, you know, and the people who live a few miles out of town, they got 4 to 5 inches. And then, you know, there's, as you know, plenty of snow farther north and farther up. So, yeah, I think we're feeling a little deprived right now, but we all seem to like the cold. I just hope the pipes aren't freezing for people that don't have any snow cover.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really just Two Harbors.
I know, I know.
It's like a little scallop shape carved out of the snow pattern, because even in the areas just outside of Duluth up on 61, no, there was an inch or two of snow over the last week, and then you get into the hills, kind of like you said, and it's 2 to 4, 5 inches. And of course, once you get up, you know, the Brimson area, and especially then into Cook County, they've got over a foot of snow. They got over a foot of snow over the last week, and Pete made our snow depth map for the state yesterday. It's updated, and parts of Cook County and the areas along the international border are running at or above the 80th percentile for snow depth for this time of year, which, you know, that's not extraordinary, but that means that, you know, 4 out of 5 winters, they have more snow than 4 out of 5 winters at this time.
Yeah. So we can travel if we need to.
Yeah, there's some winter around you. You can go snowshoeing easily. I mean, this is also... Yeah. Some of the snow, I mean, we got trail reports from some of the DNR folks. It was pure fluff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 100% powder. So that's pretty nice. They're pretty happy up there with that. And I'm sorry that you've been deprived, but, you know, you're just like us down here.
Yeah, you don't have any snow either, do you?
Not much. We got about a 4/5 of an inch or so. Right around a half inch earlier in the week, and it's sticking around because it's been cold, but that's not a sufficient amount to make it look like winter.
Right.
So I would say people don't count it in psychologically until you get, you know, at least an inch or two kind of covering everything.
Right. Now, I do have a question from a listener who said that it lives up the Drummond Grade away from the lake. She said the snow that fell Sunday night was a perfect weight consistency, not too light and fluffy, nor too heavy and wet, but by the time I headed out at 2 p.m., it had become very dense and heavy. The neighbor was plowing the shared driveway and noticed the same thing. It hadn't precipitated all during the day, or if at all, it was a little more snow. So her theory is the snow on the ground absorbs moisture from the air when the humidity is especially high. Is this possible, and what likely happened? And she adds that she has about 10 inches on this ground right now.
That's great. That's a really good observation. I would have to, I guess, maybe look a little more closely at the situation. You know, the snow that came, it was basically an Alberta Clipper type system, but it is true that it was cool but not frigid when the snow fell. So some of it could be the ground also kind of imparting a little bit of heat back into the snow. That's one of the things we always notice later in the season when the snowpack kind of starts to ripen, as they call it. It's really that the snow water content isn't necessarily changing at all, but the snowpack is shrinking because the combination of the sun, it's really the sun hitting the ground and then the ground warming the snow from the bottom that kind of helps reduce the size of that snowpack. I wouldn't think that that's too much in play right now. The air does contain moisture that gets imparted into the snow, but usually once the snow falls, you don't have a lot of it absorbing reabsorbing moisture from the air, because there's really not that much moisture in cold air. Like once it's cold enough to snow, once it's, just to put it in some perspective, you know, a winter air mass has, you know, something like 10% of the available moisture of a typical summer air mass. And once you get into really cold winter air masses, it's more like 1% of the moisture available of a really warm, humid summer air mass.
Right.
So it's not, there's not a huge quantity of moisture available, but I think what's, you know, what's possible is that there is enough moisture in the snow for the snow to, you know, when the ratio is close to anything below about 12 to 1, so 12 inches of snow to 1 inch of rain, or,
right,
you know, a tenth of an inch of rain, a tenth of an inch of precipitation makes for 1.2 inches of snow. From that, when the first part of that ratio is that size or smaller, then the snow will tend to compact upon itself as it sits on the ground, and basically the air gets wrung out, and so the snow will become more dense than when it originally fell. It's just simple compaction. You know, it's just basically gravity sort of acting. The snow's not buoyant enough to just float the whole time, so the so gravity sort of helps compact it, and it tends to act faster on kind of wetter snow. And 12 to 1 snow isn't that wet, but that's where you start to see some compaction. So that would be my guess, is that it was actually a little bit of compaction making the snow seem heavier.
And then
really neat observation, though.
And then now, is there any hope for us right in town before Christmas?
Oh, yeah, I do think so. I do think so. I know you're so despondent almost, but we're in an okay pattern right now. This weekend, though, look out. So there's an ice storm coming to southern Minnesota.
Oof.
Not the kind that's going to bring down wires necessarily, or trees or anything like that, but a really good glaze.
Oof.
Hitting the south and east on Saturday. And then that, say, the moisture, residual moisture from that system is going to lift over mostly Wisconsin and Lake Superior, but the air is going to continue to warm. And so we're seeing signs of residual glazing over most of the rest of the state on Sunday. So I would just say, check your forecast, because, you know, as long as cold air is in place, if you've got a drizzle or a very light rain and you just get one of those glazes, ice is, you know, snow, it's all about the quantity, right? Snow is, the hazard really increases once the snow sticks on the ground, and the harder it is to plow and all of that. But with ice, it's like, it's binary, meaning it's either on or it's off. Any amount of ice on the roads becomes dangerous. And so just check everything on Sunday, especially in northeast Minnesota, before heading out, maybe late Saturday into Sunday. Watch for those drizzles. I would say you step outside, hold on to something and do a foot test. Make sure before you start walking, because we've all taken a spill thinking that, it's just the regular sidewalk, and it's not. And we don't want this to be a winter of many falls.
All right. Well, that's a good warning.
And then after that, there are some signs, you know, of an active pattern continuing through next week. There's signs of a potential weather system affecting Minnesota kind of the middle of next week. We don't know exactly where that'll go, if it'll go south or north, or they'll hit the whole state, but it's got a good look to it. It's not a slam dunk. I wouldn't be changing plans or anything yet, but keep your eye on it. I think there's a, you know, 50-50, 60-40 type chance that when we talk next Friday, you're happier about the snow cover in the Two Harbors
okay.
area.
Okay. Well, that's better odds than I was hoping for. So thanks for that.
I'm sure.
And let's see. And then we won't even talk about totals for Christmas. Yes. Are you going to be here next week? I know it's getting really near the holiday.
Yeah, I'll be here to talk to you in the morning.
Okay.
Sure.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thanks, Kenny. And I'll remember that. Although I have to say 50-50 is a pretty safe place for you to sit. But when we talk next week, we'll see which side of the... You did lean toward the 60-40. So I'll remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'll be honest with you. If I think it's zero, I'll let you know.
I know you will. I know you're not afraid to be the messenger.
Yeah. So
great.
All right.
Thanks, Kenny. We'll talk to you next week. You bet. Bye.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Yeah. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.